tomorrow and ever after. I can smell them on you. The words were whispered harshly into Ray's ear. The breath was burning his neck and ear. The hands skimming along his sides and up his shaking arms scorched his sweaty skin. Ray fought to keep still, fisting his hands, focusing on the silk tie that anchored him to the iron headboard of the bed in their hotel room. Shifting his knees on the rumpled bedding, resting his elbows on the pillows under his arms, he forced himself to breathe as calmly as possible. He wasn't going to argue. He wanted this as much as Ben. Needed it just as much. Craved it. They'd been almost alone for over a year, only seeing the people of the small community not far from their cabin. Ray hadn't really given it so much thought, hadn't imagined how a trip to Chicago could ever bring out this side of Ben. They touched you. Ray swallowed hard. They'd gone to the Vecchio's for the evening, and he'd gotten hugged good and well by just about everyone. Ray's thoughts were derailed in a spectacular crash as Ben leaned down and bit into one ass cheek, sliding a hand up over Ray's chest, twisting a nipple. "Ben," Ray gasped, when Ben let go of him and pulled back. It was more torturous to not have Ben touching him than the biting and, back again. Ray grinned into his sweaty arms. "It is no laughing matter, I can assure you, Ray," Ben said in a near whisper, strong fingers tangled in Ray's hair. He could feel the heat of Ben's body against his ass, the slick warmth of his cock sliding along Ray's cleft. Ben tightened his grip on Ray's hair and pulled his head back, not enough to hurt, but enough to make it hard for Ray to swallow. "I wanted nothing more than to show everyone that you were mine, that you were not to be touched without my express permission." Ben's voice was low and rough. It totally butted Ray's muffin. "Would you have given anyone permission?" Ray asked hoarsely. Having his head yanked back like that made it difficult to speak. Not that he was complaining. There was nothing more arousing to him than Ben in charge. "Never in a million years," Ben whispered, as he leaned back down, the words sliding over Ray's naked shoulder as Ben kissed it. "Good," Ray murmured, and closed his eyes. "I'm all yours." "Yes." That one word was like a spell, and Ray took a deep breath as Ben let go of his hair. He let his head fall back down against his arms and shuffled his knees a little further apart. Ben rocked against him slowly. There was no hurry. Not now. Ray heard the click of the cap being flicked off the tube and forced his body to relax. The slick, warm finger that slid along his lower back made him shiver. Ray pushed back when the fingertip dipped inside his cleft, teasingly circling his opening. "Ben?" Ray knew he wouldn't be able to hold back much longer. Normally he could. Normally they could carry on for ages. Just a slow teasing, bringing each other close to the edge, then letting them slip back into control. With Ben in charge like this, it rarely happened. They didn't often have company at the cabin, and no one in town felt the urge to hug him on a regular basis. So when Ben cut loose like this, neither of them would be able to hold back for very long. Ray's breath stuttered down and into his lungs as Ben pushed two fingers roughly inside. No warning, not that Ray was expecting one. He knew Ben knew that he'd speak up if he was in any way uncomfortable. Groaning, Ray felt the withdrawal of the fingers. He could hear Ben's whispered words, though he couldn't make heads or tails of them. Not that it mattered, he knew exactly what they meant, and that was all he needed. Three fingers, and Ray closed his eyes. There wouldn't be four. He could hear the hitch in Ben's voice. Ray knew how close he was to the edge. Hell, Ray wasn't too far behind when Ben twisted his fingers, uncannily finding that spot. "Ben," Ray tried to say, though he wasn't entirely sure it was what came out of his mouth. "Patience," Ben ground out. But Ray felt him pulling his fingers back out and the heat of Ben's cock pushing against his ass. "Fuck patience," Ray panted. "Better yet, fuck..." "Ah!" "Fuck what?" Ben growled as he pushed all the way inside of Ray with one long, hot thrust. "Jeez," Ray gasped. "Does the RCMP know you're not always prim and proper?" Ben didn't answer, simply pulled out nearly all the way, then slammed back inside him. "Oh, fuck," Ray growled. "Me, damn it, fuck me." Ben's fingers once again tangled themselves in Ray's hair And Ray grinned like a maniac as his head was forced back, his back arching almost painfully. He could feel the fingers of Ben's other hand digging into his hip. There'd be bruises in the morning, lovely dark smudges against his skin. A reminder when they went into the station tomorrow. All he'd have to do was push his fingers against them to remind himself. Another hard thrust made him groan. Okay, he'd probably only have to sit down to be reminded. Not that he ever doubted whom he belonged to. Hell, Ben didn't mind Ray getting all possessive on him. On the contrary, really. Strong teeth sank into Ray's shoulder, and Ben finally let go of his hair, letting Ray bow his head, drawing in air as hard as he could. Mine, Ben rumbled against Ray's skin as he slid a hand down to grip Ray's cock, hard, just the side of painful. Just the way Ray liked it some days, like today. Yeah, Ray groaned as he felt his body give up its control, surrendering to the rush of his release. He moaned as Ben milked his cock roughly before letting go to grip both Ray's hips. Which was a good thing, because Ray's body felt limp and sated and needed a little help staying in the position it was in. Ben's thrusts grew faster and less controlled. Ray simply went with it and enjoyed the way Ben pulled at his hips while pounding into him. Jeez, yeah, there'd be bruises tomorrow, all right. Letting himself drift for a little, Ray sighed as Ben's weight settled on top of him for a moment, heaving for air. It always made Ray a little sad when Ben slipped out of his body. Then again, this wouldn't be the last time. Far from it. Ray hummed softly as Ben undid the twisted-up silk tie. It hadn't been tight enough to hurt him, but he'd gotten it twisted enough to tighten it a little too much, and his arms felt a little heavy. Ben eased his arms down, stroking them from Ray's shoulders to his fingertips, one shoulder, then the other, then back to the first one. Closing his eyes for a moment, Ray lay back on the bed, felt Ben lying on his side along Ray's left side. When he opened his eyes again, turning his head, he found Ben with one hand under his head, watching Ray with a soft look. With a small smile, Ben leaned down and kissed Ray's shoulder. Then he took Ray's arm and kissed the inside of his elbow. Ray fought not to twitch. He was a little ticklish there. Then Ben kissed the inside of his wrist, where the tie had reddened the skin a little. Ray stretched his fingers as Ben kissed the palm of his hand, then each fingertip. He could feel the tip of Ben's tongue lapping against each finger, and he couldn't resist pushing his index finger against Ben's lips. A soft sigh escaped Ben as his lips parted to let Ray's finger slip inside. "Ben, if I could get up for you this soon," Ray said with a grin. Ben yawned and gave him an apologetic look. Ray tucked at his finger, hooking it over Ben's lower teeth, pulled Ben's head down. Pulling it out, he kissed those shiny red lips. "I'm sorry I'm not," Ben hesitated, trying to hide his own grin, as you would put it, up for more. Laughing softly, Ray pulled him down alongside his body, snagging the sheets. He managed to more or less cover them both. "Don't worry, there's always morning sex," he promised. "Indeed." "Gotta make sure you can get through the day," Ray muttered, feeling the huff of Ben's laughter against his neck. "I do need fortification, I'm afraid," Ben said with another yawn. "I'll fortify you all right," Ray replied with a snort. "Tomorrow," Ben said, barely audible. "Tomorrow," Ray agreed. "And the day after that, and the day after that." The end.